with Rodney Ashwood, the trainer of Margin Girl. Very impressive win here today in New Norfolk, Rod. I guess that probably just paves the way for maybe the three-year-old championship next week and then onto the Oaks.
Yeah, just see how she pulls up after tonight. Probably tomorrow we'll assess that she'll probably race next week and then probably on to Oaks and see how we go. But there's wasn't many races for her, so we just had to put her in New Norfolk and run around today. And yeah, so we want to put a bit of fitness in, we want a bit of race fitness. So yeah, she's gone nice today.
Did the job well.
Yeah, done it okay, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's a nice race meeting at New Norfolk, so it was surprised money was a little bit more for him, but that's why it goes.
Can't have everything these days, Rod.
Nah, you know, it wins a win, isn't it?
It is. Well, you know, she needed a good, you know, blowout, and she had that today. And
yeah,
you know, she finished the race off well. She skipped, took her out three wide and started her running down the back, and she put the end result beyond down at the top of the straight.
Yeah, like, you know, Norfolk's track's pretty hard. People think it's pretty easy if you lob on top, but it's pretty hard if you're out three deep the last, say 700 or 800.
Yep.
And you're doing a bit of work three deep, it's pretty hard. But yeah, she's gone good. She's done the job today, so I was happy with that anyway.
She's always thought she was an Oaks type filly.
She's always been a nice filly. You go back through her record, she has not been out of her place in the last 12 starts, and she's been consistent. She's been racing against a couple of good, nice horses, and she's always, I think the draws just don't help her much, like when she draws the back row and all the little ones draw the front, and she's always chasing home runners second or third in the big ones. But look, we just hope we can get a good decent draw, you know, and then another couple of nice races and see what happens from there.
Well, it's a testing material for her. If she does get a good draw next Sunday night, then she's a chance to take winning form into the Oaks.
Yeah, well, that one, Noel and Christians, he goes real good, the filly, and then I think there's a couple coming from Melbourne, a couple from Dean Braun's, I think. So look, you don't know. Look, the horse has got to be 100% right on race day, so you don't know what's going to happen at that day. So, you know, you just cross your fingers, everything's 100% right on race day, and see what happens from there.
Right at this moment, you're confident that your filly will go into the Oaks at 100%?
Yeah, she's probably about 85% right, but I hope, 100% on Oaks night, yes.
All right, well done, mate.
Thanks, mate. Bye.